Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And by the way, there's three convoys getting very close to D.C. they're supposed to be there sometime today. We'll see. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things we have there for you. All right, and joining us right now from California, it is the one and only professor of politics, namely Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yes, and they are dancing in the streets or on the porch, as the case may be. Okay, they're going to go now. Bye, guys. There they go. They decided to go. The reason for that is because it's 61 degrees. It's not as warm as what it's been. There's a little bit of a breeze. It's not that bad, but, you know, these guys, the local homeboys here, the 61 degrees, they're wearing a coat. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
As always.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two points, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started with what we're going to talk about, I'm going to give a little expose here on the world according to Vladimir Putin. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
In the run-up to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, President Putin offered a very clear manifesto. He gave it in a speech that could only be accurately called the world according to Vladimir Putin. Now, he began by speaking of the Ukraine as not even being a real country. He said, I would like to emphasize once again that Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us. It is an integral part of our own history, culture, and spiritual space. So that's the claim they've had since day one on Ukraine. Now, in the meantime, his speech lasted an hour. So he went on for a full hour, claiming that Ukraine was simply invented by Russia itself. He made clear that he was willing to forego the Leninist communism to regain Soviet glory, the glory of what had been the Russian Empire. And he did use the word Russian Empire. Now, Vladimir Putin is entirely responsible for all of his actions, and like so many autocrats seeking to gain conquest, he simply lies about the facts. And he's now invented his own history, tailor-made, to justify what we're seeing unfold in Ukraine right now. Actually, none of it can be justified. And somewhere in that head is Vladimir Putin really knows it.
Well, exactly right. These are all pretexts and pretenses that he was espousing in order to give himself the go-ahead, basically, to go into Ukraine and do what he's doing. This is why, Captain, especially where these peace negotiations or talks, at the very least, I think, have a real issue. Because how do you negotiate with someone or have a talk if they don't believe that your country even actually exists? So these erratic behaviors, these erratic things that he said are very, very concerning. And you mentioned that he has talked about the Soviet, you know, or putting together the Soviet Empire.
That's right.
Well, Vladimir Putin thinks that we're on this program tonight broadcasting from what he calls the Empire of Lies. So, you know, you can
Well, he ought to know. He ought to know.
He ought to know, and that, of course, a lot of that is for his local consumption. Mm-hmm. He's having a very hard time, Captain, trying to convince people of the operation that's what he calls a special military operation, which is really a war against Ukraine. In fact, I think it was a day or so ago, he was giving a talk at their new space center in Moscow. And trying to tell them, you know, the soldiers really need your support and this kind of stuff. He's trying to cobble all this together and sort of construct this, but it's not working. And the people of Russia are protesting, even though, by the way, it's illegal to protest in Russia.
It's also illegal to carpet bomb your enemy. That was done by the United Nations well over 10 years ago. And I saw what appeared to be carpet bombs coming down on a facility where 70 Ukrainian military soldiers were killed yesterday, carpet bombed to death.
You know, Captain, before all this is over, there's going to be so much evidence of these kinds of atrocities. And again, I think Vladimir Putin, he's backed himself into a corner. He'll take these kinds of measures. It's terrible, and the world is starting to unite against him. That's for sure.
And you know what else the world is doing?
What's that?
Jacking up the price of oil right now. Brent crude is $100.99 a barrel as we start today. West Texas crude is $95.72 a barrel as we start today. And the futures of oil, the 1 year out, are $110 a barrel. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots of stuff coming up today, I'll tell you.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwater's.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, of course, Mike Lindell was at the CPAC event over the weekend, had a chance to see him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he was mobbed by people, but he did come by, gave me a big wave and a shout and howdy, howdy and all that stuff, and I'll take that. That means at least he knows we were there. So MyPillow.com, by the way, I'll tell you right now, if you ever wanted to save money on, say, a pair of slippers or a pillow or one of the mattresses or maybe one of the other great products he's got, the Giza sheets or the towels or anything that he has there, this is the time to do it. Because he happens to have the slippers on sale right now, 50% off, for about the next 3 or 4 days. That's what he's doing now. He's jumping around putting different things up for sale. And my buddy Bill Bunkley showed up over at CPAC wearing his slippers. So he was he forgot they were so comfortable he forgot he had the slippers on and not the shoes he was going to wear. So we laughed about that the whole time he was there, but he was so comfortable he couldn't stand it. So here's what you got to do. Go over to MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number, if you want to talk to a live person, is 800-641-5459. Now go to the Radio Listener Specials page while you're there. You'll see a special little box. It says click here. So that's MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials. Go in there. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459 for a real live person who will be able to help you out. There you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Can you imagine that, Kyle, showing up at an event with the MyPillow slippers on and not realizing you got them on, and then suddenly you look down at your feet and you go, oh, no.
Well, I think it's a great endorsement. They're that comfortable. They really are.
And he said it was just like wearing my shoes. So he couldn't believe it. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. Well, you know, Joe Biden has been asked whether or not Americans should be worried about a nuclear war as we keep hearing the sirens blasting on and off during the live reports in the Ukrainian capital. I think there's something that's there. I would not be surprised with Putin's current state of mind if he wouldn't think about using a tactical nuclear weapon, a dirty bomb. And, oh, by the way, I made a comment yesterday when I saw one of the explosions go off that I thought that he dropped a Moab. Well, he came close. They used a vacuum bomb, which is very close to that, that sucks all the air out of the area that you detonated in.
Is that like the equivalent of a fuel-air bomb, that
yep.
kind of thing?
Yep.
Okay.
They used one yesterday. And I saw it when it went off, and I said, it looks like a Moab. But it wasn't.
Exactly.
Because
it has that, mm-hmm. like that mushroom cloud kind
yep.
of thing.
But it was, and they use that for optics and whatnot. Didn't rouse the people. They still stayed where they were at.
Exactly. Well, you know, Captain, Americans are asking that question because Vladimir Putin has raised the specter of this very early on, comparatively speaking. Of course, this is an unfolding, event that we're watching. But for Vladimir Putin to say what he said was very, very terrifying, and that's how he meant it, of course. But also, Captain, I agree with you. I think that there would be a greater likelihood in the near term, if he were to escalate that way, that it would be a tactical nuke, as they call it. But none of these things are acceptable. This is not just another strategy. But also, Captain, there's also the specter that he could use chemical weapons as
yep.
well.
Sure.
And, yeah, because he is on a mission to envelop Ukraine. And in fact, according to reports, Russian state media already had mistakenly or by accident put out an article saying that Russia had defeated Ukraine and Ukraine
Correct.
Had returned to Russia. They pulled it back, of course, but that's the mission that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
So one would think that Putin would use any means because he's not taking over Ukraine very quickly in that blitzkrieg, as it were.
And that's because they ran out of fuel.
Yeah.
And they ran out of a lot of the different parts and devices and beans and bullets that they needed to have. And their military couldn't go very far because an army travels only as far as their stomach will take them.
Well, that's right. That's right. Then also, of course, there's this notion that two-thirds of the Russian army are now deployed into Ukraine. That is a very, very interesting thing, to say the least. Certainly, if Putin were to have designs to go
well,
further
let me
Ukraine,
let me stop you for a second. That's mm-hmm. two-thirds of their combat-ready fighting force.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but that's an awful lot of the, you know, it's a huge chunk
mm-hmm.
That they've committed here. One would wonder if he ever had designs to go further than Ukraine and met up with true NATO forces, that he would start, he would be more compelled to try to escalate because, again, if mm-hmm. one side would start losing very quickly, I think it would be the Russian side.
Now, keep in mind that Putin's erratic behavior has experts wondering if he's mentally unstable, if he's, you know, suddenly losing it or what the deal is, because he looks different, he's acting different, he's got a little bit more pudginess to his face, if you will. Just doesn't look like the same Putin.
Well, you know, Captain, since day one of this crisis, we've been telling the listeners that something is off with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And we recognized this early on, and now people like Condoleezza Rice, who have met with Putin on occasion in the past, are saying very, very, very much the same thing, that he does seem erratic. And of course, others have voiced these other, you know, generals and so forth, people who have actually known Vladimir Putin or had interaction with him. They're saying very similar things. That's the variable here that we just don't know quite how to calculate, because at any given moment, he may simply say, that's enough, I want to escalate this. And yes, we know about the Russian policy of escalating to de-escalate, if we believe that, that kind of logic. But I don't think he's just following a playbook. I think he is. There's something off. He wants this. He wants his place in history, and he's become a megalomaniac in that regard.
Now, when you see a lot of big guys with the beards, the long beards, and the black fatigues, that is going to be the Chechen fighters that have been dispatched to Ukraine. There's about 400 of them, and they're going out after the president and any of the political leaders they can get their hands on, and they're not going out just to take them along for a ride. They're going out to kill them. So they are in play right now. However, that all may have backfired because now that they know they're there, they're watching, they're keeping their eyes, they're keying their eyes on them with the people they have watching what's going on, and they got plenty of them around the countryside. And they're going to follow them, and maybe they'll be the ones that wind up getting killed.
Yeah, that's a very, very good possibility. And, you know, Captain, what's interesting about this, too, is that the Chechens, they come from a region that enjoys a lot more autonomy.
And what's the other thing about them?
Well, I think they're Muslims as well, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's what the Ukrainians told the Chechens. They have taken their bullets, the people that are going to be engaged with them, they've taken their bullets and they've wiped them in pig grease, and that's what they're going to be firing at them.
Interesting, yeah, because of the prohibitions and so forth in Islam, exactly. But, you know, Captain, that region, that, you know, they enjoy a lot more autonomy than others, and it's very, I hate to say, ironic, but because Putin has a close relationship with the Chechen leader, basically, so now he's trying to take away people's autonomy completely by others who enjoy the very kind of same thing under the blanket of Vladimir Putin's Russia.
Right, and I got to say good morning to George the Godfather, who just chimed in. Good morning there, Godfather. Hopefully we'll see you for lunch today. And there's a bunch of people in the chat room. Just roused them up there. They're wandering around. I think Wally's in there. Richard's in there. Eric from East Tennessee's in there. And there's a couple other people that have been in there making comments. So there you go. But, again, I'm going to try to say this correctly. Kharkiv is where the 70 Ukrainian fighters were killed, because that's where it appeared that they dropped a carpet bomb.
Yes.
Or bombs, rather.
Yeah,
because when they hit the building, it was like boom, 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 coming down from the sky. And that's an obvious drop of multiple bombs, which is not supposed to be allowed. But, hell, it's only war, right? Who knows? All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. Great day in the neighborhood, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
5 are dead in a shooting that took place at a California church. Among the deceased are 3 children under the age of 15 and their father, who is not only the suspect, but also turned a gun on himself. Sergeant Rod Grassman with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office tells television station KTXL that there is no threat to the general public.
It seems that they all knew each other. This was not a random sort of shooting. At this point, the information that I have was a more domestic violent sort of situation.
The shooting happened early Monday evening in the main sanctuary of the church in Sacramento. The investigation is underway. Mixed day on Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the Nasdaq was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking regularly for over 7 years, and I don't stop taking it. I continue to take it because when you stop and it goes out of your system, you wind up hurting again, worse than what it was before, because you got to start all over again. Now, I did have an incident Saturday, and I told everybody about it, and we did hear from Cheryl, and good morning, Cheryl. I know you're listening. We did hear from Cheryl, and she appreciated the fact that I told people, even though it's a natural product, sometimes you have to take more of it to get it to work. And I took 3 different packs of Relief Factor on Saturday because of the problem I was having with my left foot and ankle. Now, I went to the doctor yesterday, Kyle, and I'm going to bring you on here. There you are. I went to the doctor yesterday, Kyle, and believe it or not, my ankle wasn't swollen. My foot was puffed up like a freaking football.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Tell me about it. My ankle was not swollen at all. It was my foot.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And they gave me a shot, and it gradually started to go down, and it felt better. But, you know, I was taking like 3 packets of Relief Factor, and I don't know what I did or how I did it, but, wow, you talk about scary looking. I mean, I looked at it. And I knew I couldn't get my shoe tied all the way around, you know, or, I mean, wrapped all the way around, because I have now the little, what is it, not elastic, but the things that to go around the shoe so you don't have to have a shoelace.
Like a Velcro.
Yeah, there you go, Velcro. And I had it out all the way so it would work, and I knew I was having problems, but I thought I'd wait till I got to the doctor. But anyway, I take Relief Factor, and if I hadn't been taking a Relief Factor, folks, it would have been worse. It would have been worse.
Exactly right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, and because it's 100% drug-free, You can take more than one dose or two doses. You have to take the third dose, and you take the third dose. And it works. That's all I can tell you. It's all natural. No narcotics at all. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And again, I proved it to myself on Saturday when it started to swell up. I started to take it, and it stopped. It slowed down. It didn't quit altogether, but it stopped. And I knew I was going to go back to the doctor on Monday because of my reoccurring thing that I have to do, so I wasn't worried about it. Now, it also is 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that your body needs to have anyway. So all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you the three-week quick start. And by the way, I'll have a pack of it with me today. If anybody wants to see what it looks like, or if you think you want to try the sample thing, I'll have it with me at Mission Barbecue. So there you go. Now, the three-week quick start, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. All you have to lose is pain, but you won't know until you try it. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, and let's talk a little bit more about this carpet bombing. Because the United Nations changed the war crimes charges for this sort of stuff back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in there. But Putin definitely carpet bombed Kharkiv yesterday and killed 70 Ukrainian soldiers. Now, this draws comparisons to World War II. Did you ever watch the way they bombed?
Well, sure, from above? The bombs would just come out of the bomb bay.
That was carpet bombing. Yep.
And they would just go wherever they went. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. There was no
in succession.
Yep. There was no aim at all into what they were doing. They just dropped them to get as much devastation as they could. But what Putin did now is he's opened himself wide open to a war crimes charge. He has, Putin.
Well, that's right. That's right, because carpet bombing or saturation bombing, obviously, has been outlawed, basically. But Putin does believe he can do whatever he wants to do. I mean, like we've been saying, he's on a mission in his own mind about this.
Well,
but you know what, Captain? As this continues and the world continues to isolate Putin and is coming against Putin, it's not going to forget these things. In the future, it's not going to go away if suddenly they have peace talks or something like that. These kinds of things are going to stick around, and he's not going to, he can run, but he can't hide kind of thing.
Yeah, but the Russian people now are at odds with Putin. Have you seen the demonstrations?
Oh, yes.
They are everywhere, yes. All over Russia. And I mean, they're everywhere. And how do you think this is going to likely end with the Russian people? They could, I'm not going to say they'll overthrow the government, but they certainly could rise up like they did for, who the hell was it? It was Khrushchev, wasn't it, when they had Boris Yeltsin? Gorbachev. There you go.
Gorbachev.
Yeah,
exactly.
We may have another Boris Yeltsin in the mix.
Well, it is possible. Things are different. It's not 30 years ago in the Soviet Union of those days, or it's not 50 years ago in the Soviet Union. So what it does, Captain, it does sort of give us a glimmer of hope in the world that the Russian people, of course, who under the Soviet system were subjugated,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot more there now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to find out things, and they're much more emboldened. So
mm-hmm.
we have more friends in the Russian people, perhaps, than mm-hmm. we know.
Do you know what a red card is in a soccer match?
It's a penalty, isn't it, I believe?
It's when they throw somebody out of the game.
Okay, right.
Well, Russia yesterday got a red card because now the entire team has been banned from the FIFA World Cup and other major competitors. competitions as well over the Ukraine war. Now, the New York Stock Exchange also stopped all trading of Russian-owned American companies.
Well, that's exactly right.
And so that's only part of it.
Right. Well, we see these things begin to happen that not only draw attention to what's happening in Ukraine, but also do something in order to further isolate mm-hmm. Russia. And we talk about the Russian people, but mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin's in control of Russia, mm-hmm. and we have to be able to curtail him.
And you had two major oil companies, oil and gas companies, that delivered another massive blow to Putin yesterday when they broke their partnership with him. Now, that those two oil companies cost Russia about $20 billion, would it be? $20 billion.
Yeah, isn't that something? So we're talking about Shell, and we're also talking about BP.
That's right.
So that's right. All these things add up. And you have people in this country and across Europe and the world saying, well, why are we buying oil from Russia? Why are they allowed to continue to sell and so forth? Now the SWIFT system has been taken away. Russia can still make transactions, but it's much more of an arduous process to do that. But these things hopefully will begin to add up. But there certainly is there's no dearth, Captain, of people who are finding ways to do something about this from whatever their perspective may be. And that's a very good
point. The problem with America right now is we, the people, need to put pressure on D.C., everybody in D.C., not just Biden and his crew who aren't going to listen to us, but all the people that are running for office and say, okay, here's the deal. You got $100 a barrel Brent crude oil right now and going up. You got $95 West Texas crude and going up. You need to do something to stop this and turn the ship around. If you don't, you're out of office.
And that is the message. And, you know, Captain, what's on stark relief here now is how beholden so many of these politicians are to this notion of just go get an electric car. We don't want to do something
that's what they're saying.
Oil and this kind of thing.
Jen Psaki, well, the answer is to get off of fossil fuel and go get an electric car. Yeah, right, Jen. You go get the electric car.
Well, at a time like this, because energy equals national security at this point, there's just no doubt about it. We got to be saying, well, whose side are you on anyway in this thing? Because the people, American people, are suffering. Our national security is weakened mm-hmm. by this in the extreme. Mm-hmm. And so the president should be leading and not lecturing us about global warming.
Yeah. Have you seen the price of an electric car, by the way?
Well, they're in the tens of, $60,000, $70,000?
Half the country couldn't afford them.
Well, that's right.
They couldn't even afford a down payment to get in one.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, we talk about the infrastructure. The infrastructure isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Because what's going to happen when you go from here to Atlanta? Well, you're going to get a couple hundred miles up the road. You're going to be looking for something. If you don't find it, you're going to be out of juice.
That's right. Yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood. And let's see if we can play this.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I got a neighbor, he's a lawyer. His wife could be his daughter. He don't know what to think of me. 'Cause I sight my bow on a styrofoam dough by the hole of the 18th green. 'Cause I ain't out of the woods yet. Still got a blue collar and a redneck. Got a gun right window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive. I say, hey, y'all, and I reckon so. We're the Mossy O's from head to toe. As corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet. Oh, I'm a living here, baby. I got a manicured lawn and a concrete pond where my buddies all like to hang. I heard that. We fire up the smoker, get some pretty girls over, crack the hang and let them shake that thing.
I'll bring them on.
And when the moon goes rising and the skeeters start to bite and all the neighbors is turning in, we'll be bringing out the shine and it's hell yeah time till the sun comes up again. Woo! 'Cause I ain't out of the woods yet. Still got a blue collar and a red man.
Got a gun rack in the back window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can survive.
I say, hey, we're the Mossy O's from head to toe. As corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet.
All righty. That's Colt Ford along with Montgomery Gentry playing a little something called Ain't Out of the Woods Yet. But that's at the country club there, Kyle.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, that's kind of a one of those toe-tapping songs that you think about and you take it over to the country club, say maybe in Lakewood Ranch, play it for them. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, I digress. Now, I'm going to read this and then give it to you. We have got, once again, a series of storms, and you referred to it as
the atmospheric river.
Yeah, yeah. And what we've got is Washington State, the mountainous areas up to the Canadian border, Snoqualmie, and then over in Montana, Coeur d'Alene, over to 4th of July. You've got some weather and lots and lots of rain. There's some ice. I do see some snow over there by the Crow Reservation. But the weather tonight is pretty much up in the northwest. Otherwise, around the country, it's not bad. So take it away and tell us about it.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. The atmospheric river, of course, is going to bring a lot more rain, also snow up in the mountains, that's for sure, and that's going to come on over towards the northern Rockies as we go through the week. Now, some 5 million people across the Pacific Northwest have basically flood watch in effect tonight, and it's no joke. And we definitely want to say, if you turn around, don't drown. If you see large, standing water on the road and these kinds of things, don't try to brave through it. Go back the other way, because just a little bit of water can float your whole vehicle away. So you want to be very careful. So we do have flood advisories all throughout the Seattle region. It's coming out towards I-90 flood advisory as well. Also Portland, Oregon, I believe, looking at some rain right now, looking at the actual radar map. Portland has got a lot of rain. This is going to go all the way down Interstate 5 down towards Eugene. We've got lots and lots of rain around us into the 4th of July areas. You were talking about 4th of July Pass coming on down into Montana through Missoula. You've got rain and sleet all the way towards Helena, and this is going to continue to get worse. Captain, you mentioned Snoqualmie Pass. I think it was closed earlier today. We just checked it. It doesn't read as closed, but it is raining hard, and there's standing water in places on the road. So you got to be aware of that and be careful. Fourth of July Pass right now is at 45 degrees, so it's particularly balmy compared, of course, to what it's been as over the last few nights or so. Up on Cabbage Hill, 55 degrees. Donner Pass in California is 32 degrees, but right, all that weather is up in the Pacific Northwest, that atmospheric river coming through, and so you definitely want to batten down the hatches. This is the time to do something like that.
Yeah, and up there in those passes, the other thing you have to watch for, mudslides.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also they've had heavy snow as well, so a lot of that is there to contend with.
All right, well, let's see. I'll come over into North Dakota. You got some unsettled weather there. Looks like some windy conditions at the moment, but the weather could change at any time because the atmospherics are such that there could be rain or snow up in that area, too, out in front of this front that's coming that way. And then staying up on I-90 and I-80 and I-70, things are looking good. I'll drop on down to I-40. Got a little bit of weather on I-40 over in Tennessee and east of Little Rock. Over towards Memphis, a little bit of rain in there, a little bit of possibly flooding. Looks like over towards Jackson, Tennessee, we've had that going on all week. I-30 looking good, I-20 looking good, I-35 looking good, I-55 looking good, 59 looking good, 57 looking good, 71, 75, 77, 79, all looking good. I-81 looking good, don't see any problems. I-90 right into Boston tonight, Kyle, looking good. However, if you're going up I-95 into Maine, you are going to run into fog, especially when you get up around Bangor. By the time you get over to close to the Nova Scotia border, where you make that hard left turn and go up to Presque Isle or Caribou to get your French fries, it's going to be zero visibility fog tonight. Very dense fog up in that area. So please be careful if you're traveling up there in Maine, going up there to get yourself a load of French fries. Now, everything else coming on down looks good, Kyle. I don't see a lot of stuff to bother anybody.
No, we just have a high wind watch in Cheyenne, mm-hmm. also near Laramie on I-25 and I-80. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty quiet.
All right, now I'm going to play something for a second because you told me about this song, and I went and I looked it up, and I'm going to play this, and then hang on a second, you can tell me what it's all about.
We
right, now that is Twisted Sister, and that's called We're Not Gonna Take It Anymore. And that's apparently the fight song for the Ukrainian front. Is that what you told me?
Well, yeah, what we found a report earlier. Now, this song, of course, came out in 1984 by Twisted Sister, that's fronted by rocker Dee Schneider. And the lyrics talk about, you know, we're not going to take it. And so evidently it's become an unofficial battle cry in Ukraine. Now, when Dee Schneider heard about this, that it was being used, of course, as the songwriter, he was all for it, he said. And so he's absolutely given his blessing. He totally approves of it. And also, he has a connection there. His grandfather, he says, was Ukrainian, as he says, and I quote, before it was swallowed up by the USSR after World War II.
Yeah.
He says, this can't happen to these people again, he tweeted. So Dee Schneider, all for the people saying we're not going to take it. And I think we all join together with the people of Ukraine saying we're not going to take it.
Blue and gold, baby.
That's right.
Blue and gold. I got the flag on my Facebook page.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, because, you know, Captain, their bravery, you know, we talk about the President Zelensky, who is really just shown a lot of bravery and courage throughout this whole thing. And his quote, I think, is going to be immortalized, where he said, I don't want to ride.
I just hope he survives.
Me too. Exactly. Exactly. But also the people, the young people in Ukraine, they're putting together the improvised explosive devices. They're doing everything they can. They're fighting for their home. And such bravery as this, such commitment as this, you know, the world is watching. And Vladimir Putin is getting a lesson like you wouldn't believe here.
Yeah, by the way, Sony just chimed in the chat room. Hey, Sony, how you doing? She's up there in Wisconsin. Was her birthday yesterday? Did you know that?
I did not know that. Happy birthday, Sony.
Yep, I wished her happy birthday when it popped up on my thing there, because she's a Facebook friend, so you know about that. But Sony says, we are not going to take it anymore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right.
She is so right. So there you
go. Well, that's right. And to actually see these kinds of things happening, we're a world away, of course, but it's universal, Captain. The want, the desire, and the will to be free.
Yeah, and you know, I don't care how we do it, but evil is evil, and evil has to be overcome by whatever it takes to get it destroyed and over with. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going out to break. And when we come back from the break, a lot more here, hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.